When it is built, it is dead. Life doesn't come from its existence. Life comes from waiting the law, being connected to heart. That's what will make it drum, really. Yes?
This edifice resembles its foundation, full of defect. And that edifice, its foundation, which is knowledge and action, both throne and palace and crown and robes are in question and reply with the inhabitant of paradise. The carpet is folded.
Means when I talk about somebody who is in paradise, I'm talking about someone that knows everything. When he's talking about the... When you are looking at this world, what do you see? Look at it. What do you see? You see a world. More? No. What about me? Oh, this world is talking to me because I know every single detail and manufacturing. I'm an architect. So I know the world. Wall talks to me, right? Imagine if wall talks to me, the trees talk to me, the ceiling talks to me, everything is talking to me. Am I in paradise or what? Yeah, because I know everything, I am communicating, and everything is talking to me. An egg. You buy an egg. Egg is talking to you. With the color, with the size, with the this and that and that. You know what's in it and all of that, right? This is what he's talking about. Say, that mosque I'm talking about is the beginning of going to that paradise. Means knowing everything, understanding everything, listening to them, then they talk to you. Yes?
The carpet is folded without the farash. The house is swept without the broom.
Oh, that farash. Carpet is farsh. Okay? Farsh means covering. Right? So the one who is doing is farash. The active fellow who is doing the carpet. Here the carpet is doing it without him. Without the maker. Yes?
Behold the house of the heart. It was disordered by worldly cares. Without sweeper, it was swept by a repentance.
He's giving you another good example here. He say, listen, let's talk about the heart. The heart will be bothered when the sadness goes in, right? So the sadness will make the heart like a filthy house. How you clean it up? With some vacuum cleaner and stuff like that? Said no. Without any of this stuff, it could be cleaned out by an emotion, by a kindness of someone. So everything doesn't happen with an instrument. You don't need an instrument or a special condition for happiness. I could be happy when I see the future, when I see in the generations that the goodness is possible to happen. That one doesn't have any instrument and tool here. It just happens to me because I'm looking at it that way. Yes?
Its throne moved along without carrier. Its door ring and door became musician and singer. The life of the everlasting abode exists in the heart, since it comes not onto my tongue. What is the use of my attempting to describe it? When Solomon went into the mosque every morning to guide the servants in the right way, he would give exhortation, sometimes by speech and melody and harmony, sometimes by act. I mean a bowing or prayer.
Because when we say he will give them the advice, you think that he will give them speech. The best advice in this path is by action. He by action will advise others. Means he doesn't tell them be kind. He's kind to them and will show them what the kindness is all about and how does it work. Yes?
The exhortation of act draws people more powerfully, for it reaches the soul of everyone that hath hearing and the deaf.
Yeah, because when you're talking about the people, there are some people who are deaf. There are some people who are not listening. There are people who have difficulties understanding. But when you're kind, they feel it, period. So remember here, we are not looking for a theoretical model that you will present, let's be like this. By act, it should really happen, because that essence, that kindness we're talking about, it should be there. And it's not there when you're talking about it. It's there when you're doing it. Really is there, yes?
In that kind of exhortation, the conceit of princedom is less than in the other kind. The impression made by it upon the followers is strong.
Translation? First point was that, remember, when you're doing it, it's more attractive to the people. Even the deaf people will hear it when you do the good stuff. And in addition to that, you don't have the illusion. There is no illusion of you ordering other people around. You are not pushing other people around. That's why it will influence them much better. So, this was a paragraph. What was it? It has nothing to do with the mosque. He explained what the subject is here I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting rid of the ego and becoming a part of improvement of this wisdom which is happening historically. You like it or not, it's happening. Right? So we talked about it. But we are not ready to go on again. We need another subject. Yes?
Story of the beginning of the Caliphate of Uthman, may God be well pleased with him, and his sermon expounding that the doer who exhorts by deeds is better than the speaker who exhorts by words.
Means what? He wants to explain the stuff that he was explaining, and he's sure that you didn't get it really. That I'm talking about some stuff which logically they don't make sense. But if you drop this silly logic, then it makes sense. He makes up a story. The story goes like this. Muhammad will go and sit the last level, the toughest level of Manbar, to give their speech, right? Then he dies. Then Abu Bakr is the second fellow, is choose to go there. So the first day he goes to go up and give the speech, he doesn't dare to go at the highest level. He will sit on the second level. He'll sit down. I don't really understand that. That was the place of the Prophet. I'm the replacement, so I'm sitting down here. Then after 4 years he will die. The third one will come. The third one is Umar. Umar will go and sit on the third step. And everybody knows that. He knows that. That was the Prophet. That was the Siddiq, the honest one, the second one. This is my place. What happens in the Uthman time? Uthman is the fourth one. He comes and does what? If he goes to the fifth, then someone goes to the sixth, how many levels are there? Then that, all the steps are useless, right? He goes and sits at the top. Somebody will say, hey, you. Hey, what? Yes. When Abu Bakr was, if Abu Bakr was sitting here, there was this confusion between Prophet and the second one. Even with the third one. But now I'm up there. Anybody compares me with him? No. There the comparison existed of the tree. It doesn't exist anymore. It's irrelevant. Means what? Means people. Even that holy respect that you feel for the Prophet has time. With some degrees, the third replacement, it's over. Because that's how it works. Of course, do not repeat this outside, because now we are living in the another religious fights around, and you will have a lot of problem, because when you're talking like this, everybody will get angry, because the next step is to say the first prophet was for the first silly people, then they needed another one, and it's dangerous, because you are offending the people who are believing that 8,000 years ago our prophet was here, he said it, everything, and everybody who doesn't believe in that fellow is bad, we'll kill him. This is how we look at it now. Here, Rumi is explaining it differently. Yes.
The story of Uthman is that he mounted the pulpit. When he obtained the caliphate, he made hot haste. The pulpit of the chief, which had three steps, Abu Bakr went and seated himself on the second step. Umar, in his reign, on the third step, in order to show reverence for Islam and religion. The reign of Uthman arrived. He, that man of praised fortune, went up to the top of the throne and seated himself. Then a person given to idle meddling questioned him, saying, "Those two did not sit in the Prophet's place. How then hast thou sought to be higher than they?"
Okay, before coming to the answer, what is idle meddling? Because here is Bulfuzul. Bulfuzul is the father of sticky fellow who is trying to know everything, whatever. So he sneaks in. That's what the guy is. Yes?
How then hast thou sought to be higher than they when thou art inferior to them in rank? He replied, "If I tread on the third step, it will be imagined that I resemble Umar. If I took a seat on the second step, thou wilt say, 'Tis the seat of Abu Bakr, and this one too is like him. This top is the place of Mustafa. No one will imagine that I am like that king." Afterwards, in the preaching place, that loving man kept silent.
Oh, wait. The first section. So for the first section, Uthman here is doing something strange. He goes up and sits, and when somebody is nasty to say what you say, because I'm sitting here and there isn't, it's impossible to have this illusion of me being compared to him. Then, the second surprise, yes.
Afterwards, in the preaching place, that loving man kept silence till near the time of afternoon prayer. None dared to say, "Come now, preach," or go forth from the mosque during that time. An awe had settled on high and low. The court and roof had become filled with the light of God. Whoever possessed vision was holding his light. The blind man, too, was being heated by that sun. Hence, by reason of the heat, the blind man's eye was perceiving that there had arisen a sun whose strength faileth not. But this he